Bilger and his mates scrambled aboard, dragging with them a creature who was not having the happiest of days. It was the water vole. Bilger sent him sprawling with a well-aimed kick.
"This old hairy mass knows the way to that abbey place, Captain, and he says that Stripehand and the Edge Pig robbed his breakfast just afore dawn."
The prisoner attempted to rise, but Vizca booted him flat again.
"What's your name, hairy mouse?"
The water vole snapped abruptly.
"I'm a foal."
Vizca allowed him to stand upright.
"Well, if you wants to stay alive, vole, you'd best tell me where Redwall Abbey is."
The captive indicated with a sullen nod.
"Up river to the ford, and south down the road as far as I know."
Vizca tweaked his captive's snout until tears poured from the vole's eyes.
"You're a feisty old crab, ain't you? Well, let me tell you, I'm the captain on this ship, so you'd best show me some respect, or you'll be a dead hairy mouse."
Still tweaking his victim's snout, Vizca gave orders.
"Weigh anchor and get underway. We'll pole her up river to the ford. Dogleg, give Dissin a paddle and put him to work. Fasten him on a lead. We don't want him slipping away. Ha! We might need an hairy mouse when we get to Redwall."
By mid-noon of that hot summer day, Blood Gullet had progressed well. The vole stared at the entrance hole to his dwelling as they sailed past it. He silently cursed the bad fortune which had thrown him into the paws of Vizca Longtooth and his sea raiders. His reverie did not last long, though. A sharp tug on the tethering rope tied around his neck dragged him back to reality. Bilger was shouting at him.
"Keep moving! Get that paddle a pushing! Move, you wobbly old bottom, or I'll move it for you!"
The water vole spat on his blistered paws, glaring at his taskmaster as he punted deep with the long paddle. Soft evening shades were draping over the land as Orkwell and Gorath waded across the River Moss where it forded the path. Orkwell pointed south.
"If we push on, I reckon we might get to the abbey some time after supper."
Gorath began plodding wearily down the path.
"Do you think there'll be any supper left over?"
Orkwell matched his big friend's flagging pace.
"There's always food to be had at Redwall, mate. Any time of the night or day, you'll see."